land in April of 1980 and running as far as he could till 5 months later when the cancer returned to his lungs and he had to give up his run outside Thunder Bay, running a marathon every day. Courage, but justice. He was so angry that cancer took his leg 15 centimeters above his right knee and was afflicting the boys and girls across Canada and around the world. And so he wanted to do something to correct the injustice of this terrible illness and raise a dollar for every Canadian. He failed. By the time his run ended, he didn't make it across Canada and he hadn't raised $24 million. But people began to realize what he'd done, his courage, his caring, his justice-seeking, so to speak. And 5 months later, in February of 1981, he had raised $24 million, and you know what happened after that. For 37 years, it had been some kind of a run or a walk or a cycle for cancer research since 1981, and hundreds of millions of dollars around the world have been raised for cancer. And of course, justice to some extent has been done because cancer research has discovered cures for some kinds of cancers, especially among children. So some of his goals obviously have been accomplished. But was he wise? Probably not. In the classical sense of prudent, running a marathon every day isn't the smartest thing to be doing. But he wanted to do something, he wanted to correct the injustice, and he showed courage. Who is it that's wise? Now, there may be elements of wisdom that we're going to get to that might touch on Terry Fox, but you perhaps have known some people in your life who demonstrated by their character, by their actions, as much as their words, wisdom. Am I right? Have you known some people who are wise? James, in his letter, Old Camel Knees, for his time spent on his knees talking to his brother the Lord, had imbibed something of the nature of wisdom. And of course, what do we have up here at the front? The wise old owl. For those of you who can see the wise old owl, I brought this with me. Diane and I have friends her friend Caroline spoke to a carpenter, a carver in Muskoka, where we have a cabin, and she asked the fellow Dennis to carve her an owl. So this is brand new. It was just finished being carved. It's white pine, and it's lovely. He's done a fantastic job, and it's so heavy, I didn't want to carry it out back and forth for the different services for the children's focus, but I thought it would make sense for us from the point of view that, yes, the wise old owl. But I also kind of want you to notice that it's sitting on something. Some of you may not be able to see this, but it's on a milk crate. Now, I don't know whether it was gotten through nefarious means or has arrived at our house, honestly, but in any case, we have a milk crate on which it's sitting in order to show the contrast between, let's call it the worldly world of, don't we love getting milk in our milk bags? A lot of other jurisdictions across Canada, you don't get milk in milk bags, but we get our milk and it comes in bags and in a crate. And of course, the beauty of nature. An owl lives 4 years. It hunts at night. We know some things about it, but we call it the wise old owl. So it's a contrast between sort of the world and nature. And I'm not pointing at those things to say one is right and one is wrong. What I want to say is that there's a contrast between the world and of created people, men and women, and what we've done with the world, and nature. Okay, so just go with me on that. James also creates a contrast. He contrasts two very distinct things in James chapter 3 and in chapter 4. Old Camel Knees asks, who is wise and understanding among you? We just finished the talk last week on taming the tongue and taming the thumb regarding texting and so on, right? So who is wise among you? These things are not possible except by God's help to learn what it means to surrender ourselves to God, tongue and thumb. Even then, sometimes silence or pressing delete is the wisest action. Like Gloria Estefan sang from the 1980s, I tried to say I love you, but the words got in the way. So the answer to the question, who is wise and understanding among you, is by your actions. James is continuing his theme of doing. It's not merely enough to believe that you are wise and understanding. You must show it by what you do. Pope Francis said, many Christians are not impacting the world with their faith in Jesus Christ, the living God, because, I quote, this is Pope Francis, Roman Catholic Pope. These are his words. He says, many Christians are functional atheists. Many Christians are functional. They don't really, their faith doesn't really impact anything beyond what they say in the creed or whatever. So I wanted to have this contrast between created world and nature in the owl, but also James' earthly wisdom and heavenly wisdom. So James mentions wisdom five times in his letter. It plays a major role in chapter 3. And he's mentioning this very, very pointedly because the people in his congregations in Jerusalem, many of the people who were the teachers, the leaders of their community, were demonstrating earthly wisdom, and he wished and he prayed and he worked that they would demonstrate heavenly wisdom. And he contrasts the two. And he says this, that verses 14 to 16, the character of these teachers, the earthly, unspiritual, and demonic wisdom. Uh-oh, this is not the direction to go for a Christian congregation. That's just fledgling. The character of these teachers is one of selfish ambition, jealousy, boasting, and falsehoods. This section is so important because of the terrible attitudes these teachers display, these leaders in his congregation, earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. And their teachings were resulting in the destruction of the church, destruction that James is working to prevent. So the contrast he gives is wisdom from above, verses 17 and 18. James works to prevent this destruction by encouraging them to get wisdom from God, or as he puts it, wisdom from above, or heavenly wisdom. This wisdom is characterized by, and this is the list he gives. So if you're thinking about people who have been wise in your life, who've done things that demonstrate wisdom, they probably had some of these characters. Purity, peace, gentleness, reason, mercy, good fruits, impartiality, sincerity. So for us today, if we seek to be wise, or we're looking to people who are wise, perhaps we would need to follow James's direction, very clear direction for his congregation, and perhaps we might consider it ourselves. He says this, submit yourselves to God. Submit yourselves then to God. James instructs him in chapter 4, verse 7, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. So partly to do with attitude and partly to do with action. There, last Sunday night, there were a group of people, some of Christchurch family, gathered with 55 migrant farm workers at our September fiesta. It's close to Independence Day in Mexico. There were probably about 45 fellows, migrant farm workers from Mexico, gathered at St. John's Bowmanville, and about another 10 fellows who were Jamaican. And so we would have some of the prayers in Spanish and English. We would have food that was both suitable for both cultural groups. And we sang songs in Spanish and songs in English. So when I got to, I do the English songs, and Reverend Augusto does the Spanish songs, although sometimes we sing together in Spanish and English. So one of the songs we sang was in English, and it was written by one of their fellows, one of the migrant workers from Jamaica. He wrote the song. His name's Desley. He's from just outside, Ocho Rio, right. Yeah, I'm just trying to the name of the, Arequibesa. It's a little community outside of Ocho Rios. And he wrote the song, and I have it on my phone, and I'll just sing it for you because I sang it for them. It goes, or maybe I won't sing it for you. I can't remember it, but in any case. tell you. Lord, we praise you just for who you are. Lord, we praise you. You are the morning star. We adore you and we love you. We lift holy hands in praise. Lord, we praise you just for who you are. And when I started to sing that, the Jamaicans who were kind of wandering around on Jamaican time around the back, and because we'd been singing in Spanish, and they weren't too interested. And I started singing that, and they started to get a little closer, and then I started to higher. Lord, we praise you just for who you are. Lord, we praise you. You are the morning star, we adore you, and we love you. We lift holy hands in praise, Lord, we praise you, just for who you are. Hallelujah. And we started to sing hallelujah. And like I had heard complaints from these guys. I was hearing earthly wisdom from these guys before the service, before our gathering, before our fiesta. And then we started to praise God. All of that faded away. We turned to the Lord and we were singing God's praise, and something wonderful was happening for those fellas. Their attitude was shifting, and I hope that some of their actions would perhaps as well in terms of their caring for one another. Well, I want to draw this to a conclusion. I remember as a young priest working in another parish in this diocese, and a fellow took me out for lunch, a man I respected, who'd earned my respect, as I hoped I'd earned his. He was a retired math teacher. He'd been an innovator in the math community in high school panel. He was a respected church leader, husband, father, and he wanted to take me out for lunch because he wanted to say some things, speak into my life, and I was really grateful for that. He talked something about my ministry. I'd been there 3 years as an associate priest, and I was moving on. And he said, remember this one thing I learned when I was younger. In every stage of life, find the joy. In every stage of life, find the joy. One 8-year-old boy who I knew was dying of cancer put it this way: don't let cancer ruin your day. Find the joy in every stage of life. You have been through perhaps many more trials than I have. I have much to learn in wisdom from you. I'm looking forward. I haven't been here a year yet to getting to know you better, to learn from you what it means, what trials you've faced, how you have taken the Word of God, how it has lived in your heart, how you've lived it out in terms of the things that you've done with your life, the things that people whisper to me to tell me, did you know I did this? I do these kinds of things? And I think, that's beautiful. I won't brag on you or betray the confidence but I'm so grateful that you're doing those things quietly to serve others. You're demonstrating those aspects of the life of wisdom, of purity, of peace, of gentleness, reason, mercy, good fruits, impartiality, and sincerity. Those are goals worth aiming for. We don't get there on our own. We get there, as James says, submit yourselves to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. You can find 10,000 reasons not to read God's word, 10,000 reasons not to pray, not to be like old camel knees. You can find lots of distractions from learning the truth that was lived out in Jesus. You can find lots of things get in the way. But wisdom lived out in a person so beautifully and magnificently in Jesus comes alongside us, is a bridge to that heavenly world, and walks with us to a deeper discipleship, a wise guide for us. And you know, it isn't just submit yourselves to God because God's far away. You know, wisdom that's from above seems far away. But you know what? It's the wisdom that's within. The wisdom that God gives us within by his Holy Spirit. So he's very near to us in living out this life of the owl in his wisdom. Proverbs 1:7 says, fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Let us pray. Father, you know my goal, that we may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that we may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that we may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Thank you, Lord. Amen. The Apostles' Creed is found in the Green Prayer Book, page 189.